This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, welcome back to another study in life. Yes, it's life, liberty, and the pursuit of information that we pursue here on the Daily DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer is here. Victoria is not. Jay is here, ready to celebrate Mother's Day, right, this weekend. It's Mother's Day on Sunday. Let's see, you have, both of you have your mothers, and I think, Jay, are you going to be up in Cleveland with your mother this Mother's Day?
We'll actually be driving. This is going to be the first Mother's Day I'll get to be with my mom in I don't know how many years. And we're going to be in the car.
That's good.
That's fun. We'll have fun, though. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, so that's good. All right, Jennifer, what about you? You're close to your mom, physically, emotionally, in every good way.
Yeah, she's good. Well, she's, she's got my grandpa duty, and so she is back and forth a lot between Colorado. So she's actually coming back on Mother's Day, but not until 3:30. So. So we'll maybe have a quick dinner before I drop her off or something like that. But we're actually celebrating. I'm taking her to see Lady Antebellum a little bit later on in the month. So, or Lady A, since it's now.
That'll be fine.
Yeah. Spread it over the month. That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is Teacher Appreciation Week. Did you know that? Educators have Teacher Appreciation Week. If you are able to speak to one or more of your teachers who had an impact on you, hopefully in a positive way, but maybe not, sometimes teachers ring the bell on the wrong side of things. We all can think of one or two or three or four teachers that we really liked. But if you have children, do you help your children show their appreciation? How do you thank? If you have good teachers, it's good to thank them. If you don't, then don't. You don't just do it because they're there. You do it because they're good. So looking back on your time in school, you went to Catholic school for what, the first 8 years, Jennifer? I forget.
Me? No, all 12.
All 12. Me. Is there another Jennifer here?
Yeah, no, I went all 12 years.
Yeah. For some reason, I don't remember. Right, not important. So, Jay, was there a sister?
I would think, my mom was a teacher. So just judging by this, I don't remember explicitly what we did for Teacher Appreciation Week. But it seems like what would happen is there would probably be like a breakfast or something that the kids all put on, or that the school puts on and the kids celebrate. But big gifts come for teachers on Christmas break and at the end of the school year. And that's when that's when
you
bring
get
something.
Gifts? For your mother? Your mother got gifts? I know.
My mom used to get gifts, She did. She would get gifts. Now, sometimes it would just be a letter, because a lot of her kids didn't have a lot of money.
Right.
So a lot of times it might be a letter or something like that, or maybe just like a flower or something. But then when she started teaching, this is really funny and very stereotypical, but when she started teaching the advanced placement English classes in her school, she had a lot of Asian students. Mm-hmm. And it's part of their culture to, like, really thank the teachers. And so she would get, like, these $50 gift cards. It was like winning the lottery. She loved it.
Speaking of the lottery, Warren Buffett blasting Wall Street for encouraging speculative behavior when it comes to the, there are a lot of different things that are going on, but certainly the focus on all the Bitcoin and that kind of stuff. He says that Wall Street is being turned into a betting parlor, a gambling parlor. This was the annual shareholder meeting on the weekend. His favorite target, investment banks, brokerages. He buys companies and encourages good companies and encourages them to run themselves as they have. That's why he invests in them. It isn't he buys little, like he's got a bunch of car dealers that he bought recently in Texas that are performing very well. And so he, was held by a family. And I think he's bought a group of the most he's ever paid is $7 billion for an automotive group. But typically of the ones that I've heard about, $1.5 billion, $2 billion, for a group of 30 or 40 car dealerships that are all under one banner. That's not a bad deal, right? But the thing about him, he's 91 years old.
It's crazy.
And he still has all of his chips. And he's so believable. He was talking about about brokers make more money the option world is a big world for brokers to make money, but it's not good for the people who are investing. It's good for the broker. Anyway, he's concerned about market dislocation. That they have spent this year so far $41 billion buying companies. And he's bought a lot of individual shares. He's been buying shares of airlines, Occidental Petroleum, that sort of thing. So I wonder how many people are smart enough to look at what he's doing, because it's a public company. You can look at Berkshire Hathaway and see what they're doing and just buy the same stock. If it's open
just
stock.
Just follow along.
Just follow along. Right? I mean, what's the...
why not?
Yeah.
We could call it stock stalking. You've just created a new way.
Oh, yes. Perfect. I like that. Stock stalking. Speaking of stalking, I've noticed over the weekend as I did my homework, I do this. People say, well, what books are you reading? I don't read books. I'm like, I've got to keep up with what's going on in the world so that we sound moderately intelligent when we talk about some of these things. And one of the things that's come about as a result, I don't know whether the focus here, because Putin has made it out to be that the reason for invading Ukraine is to get rid of the Nazis there. There are a lot of anti-Semitic incidents. As a matter of fact, the statistics from several Jewish organizations say they have reached record high numbers in our country and in certain states as well. Like we had here in Massachusetts, two or three incidents in public schools. And like even in the junior high school, a swastika on a toilet in the boys' room. You know, that kind of, where do these kids learn that? Where does that come from? It has to come from you. If you're a parent of some youngster, where else do you get that stuff? Or is it so prevalent online that you can see, can a 13, 14-year-old have access to that sort of stuff? Where at that age
easily
do you learn that kind of hate, huh? Really?
Yeah, easily. They can get that access online. 13, 14 years old, they know a lot of stuff. And if they're not getting it from their own parents, they're getting it from their peers or their peers' parents. It's definitely coming from someone. It's learned behavior, no doubt.
But who is stupid enough to think? Do either of you know anybody? I was thinking about some farmers that I knew, and if there would be, you know, because farmers sometimes have a closed-in circuit when it comes to politics and what they believe in, especially given the way the government has allowed Big Ag to screw over family farmers. But how about you, ladies? Do you know anybody who comes from that world?
Not personally, no.
Yeah. All right, so the timing of this is not meant you can... raise an eyebrow. I saw something about Trump. Well, I wanted to get... So I figured we were safe because Victoria's taking the day off. Anyway, the grand jury that was trying to get Trump got nothing, right? They spent
so
6 months.
So far, nothing.
How much money? And they've gotten nothing. So
these are his business dealings. So they've been going after him for business stuff for a long time.
He's vulnerable because of the way he runs his business. No question about that. But, you know, how much this is like a federal probe. I understand them looking into his taxes. But, you know, this looks like a witch hunt to me. It always has.
Well, and I think, look, you can not like Trump all you want, but you have to realize that there has been how many investigations now with him at the center, and what are they good for? They're good for headlines, and then they prove out to be nothing. And so if we've done all of these investigations and we found basically nothing, then of course it looks like a witch hunt. It looks like it's overkill. And I would even think that, forget the people like me who like him and would vote for him again, the people in the middle who are like, well, we kind of liked what he did, but we're not sure about his personality. Does it make him look more sympathetic because you're constantly going after him? But I don't know. I can't answer that because that's someone else's perspective, I suppose. But to me, it sure feels like a witch hunt. And it feels like they do it, and this is the thing, to get headlines so that they can push out, I'm going to use the term here, some fake news that is more damaging than anything that they'd actually find.
Well, people believe the headlines, and then when it goes no place, the story's on page 60. So you never really get the end of the story. So that's why I brought this up.
It's really embarrassing to watch. I'm not a Trump fan. I'm not a Trump supporter. I've never liked him, even before he was a reality star and he was just a socialite on the covers of magazines. I was never a fan of his. But this is so stupid. This is embarrassing.
It is. It's so obvious what's going on here. And then you make people like that, the sympathy that goes toward him under the circumstances. Yeah, I think he's an interesting human being. Frankly, the only time I've ever been around him was when he came to check to see whether my crab meat sandwich was good. Other than that, I've never had any.
Hey, at least he cared about your sandwich.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
Yeah. But I think that this is too, we overcook, and it's partially the political mindset of people on both sides today. Go get them. Get him! Go get him!
The problem is what we've talked about before is that people are extremely emotional when it comes to Trump. He is a polarizing personality, and they're
very emotional.
And so nobody can articulate, well, no, I shouldn't say nobody, I'm being broad, but most people don't articulate what policy it is about Trump they didn't like, or they just don't like him. And
His personality is terrible. He doesn't know how to handle people. He's got so rough around the edges. And that becomes a focal point. Most people, as I said this early on in his presidency, that I believed he was bipolar and that he ought to get some help. And his kids may have tried to get him some help, but he's so arrogant that they gave up on
it. Trying to get him any
help. But remember, what happened to the days where people didn't care what your personality was? They just needed you to do the dang job.
Yeah.
Just do the job.
Yeah. And to be honest, I mean, I know
he did his job.
And his personality isn't for everybody. I found it quite amusing. I liked it. I mean, that's
right,
kind
amusing.
Of he seemed real, and he seemed like, I don't know, there was no pomp and circumstance. It was different. And, there's some people.
But he didn't make people. The president needs to make people feel good. Reagan did that.
When was the last time? I guess Reagan, yes. And maybe Barack Obama, because people felt good about voting for the first black president. But I don't know.
People are going to feel how they want to feel. That's not other people's responsibility, president or not.
Well, there's something to be said for that, too.
Yep.
Thank you for that perspective. It's 18 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Ooh. life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three after the hour now on the devoted DJV program. Jennifer and Jay here. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner. Jay's got an update on Adele. When we look at the trending things on social media, this is all over the place. So she's going to move. She had a deal with, what is it, Caesar's Palace earlier on.
Yeah,
right?
The Coliseum. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then sources with direct knowledge say that she is close to finalizing a deal with Planet Hollywood at Zappos Theater, and the aim is for a late summer start that will run through the end of the year.
So is the Zappos Theater bigger than the Coliseum, the same size? Would people, does it make a difference whether you're at the Coliseum or the Zappos?
It's bigger, yeah. Zappos holds about 7,000 people, and the Coliseum was 4,100.
Was that part of the problem when she looked at it? Yeah. But
I wonder if it can better hold what she wants to do. Because remember, the rumor was that they couldn't accomplish how she wanted the show to look, I guess, the other place, right? Yeah, it wasn't going to be. Well, and there were a lot of people saying different things. Some were saying it was because of COVID. Some were saying it was because she wasn't getting along with somebody else. And she was saying that they just, she's a perfectionist and she wanted it to be perfect. She wanted to put on a good show and it was not up to her standards. And a lot of people are saying that it was also probably because of the not the equipment, but the stage setting.
Well, but then from that has come all kinds of accusations against her. She's a diva. She's hard to get along with. She wants a lot and doesn't want to pay. You know, all of that stuff that has floated around from who knows what the source is. But most of us who like Adele don't want to think that she's that way. But is she?
Who cares if she is? She can have her own personality.
Right, yeah. Okay.
If she wants things to be a certain way, why can't she have them a certain way?
Well, that's it. That's the point. See,
she's the boss of what she's doing.
Right. And to have the, she's very difficult, you know, would they say that about a man who was in that circumstance? And I think I just don't want to think that she's that way. Is she going to have a baby next year if she wants to? interesting.
She said that she's hoping to have a baby sometime in 2023. She revealed that, so we shall see.
What's her husband? Her husband.
Her boyfriend, Rich Paul.
Her boyfriend.
Or fiance, yeah. I should say, Rich Paul.
Right. And so what's his story? Wasn't he an agent or something?
Yeah, he's an NBA agent. He's a big agent.
Speaking of the NBA, isn't there the playoffs are this weekend? Aren't they this coming weekend, or are they through this week? I think they are.
They're going on now, I know. Yes.
Right. All right, so here
I am getting all my sports news from Doug. What is happening?
Yeah. I know.
I'm like, wait, it's already the playoffs time?
We have to check the temperature in hell. Let me look at it.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. How about the football draft, though? What happened? Anybody? Who even knows some
going
of
on in Vegas? First pick went to what? The Jaguars got the first pick, I think. And you know, we'll have to get the full report because Victoria's in Vegas, and it's a big Vegas weekend. They had Gronkowski was out there at Gronk's beach party. I mean, it looked like fun.
Really? All right. Well, anyway,
all those sports fans.
All of the you can get all the sports every day here. Just check the DJV download. No, that's not true. For those of you who are new to the program, we have, as a matter of fact, on the most recent podcast for the DJV program, we talk about race, celebrity news, as usual, with James Corden being our focus on the download. We have the daily download, everything that's gone on the program sort of summarized. Olivia Wilde was served papers. That was kind of wild, right? I thought that was an interesting conversation, frankly. Anyway, get the DJV download every day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Humanitarian organizations work to evacuate more civilians from the devastated Ukrainian port city of Mariupol on Monday. The Russian military is now focused on bombing resistance in Ukraine south and east after failing to capture Kyiv in the early weeks of the war, now in its third month. Job listings could get much more interesting in New York City this fall. Starting November 1st, employers will be required to post the maximum so you can actually know how much a job pays before you take an interview. Salary transparency is believed to be one way to diminish unfair gender and racial pay disparities. MyPillow CEO and conservative Mike Lindell was unsuspended from Twitter Sunday. That lasted a whole 3 hours. Lindell was suspended again by Twitter for making another account. In the 3 hours he was live, 35,000 followers joined his account. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott told Newsmax Joe Biden is not protecting America and that the flood of migrants threatening to overrun the southern border is entirely the president's fault, no matter how he tries to spin it.
Joe Biden is not protecting America. Joe Biden is allowing illegal immigration to occur in the United States. All of this is because it's Joe Biden's fault. Remember this, Chris. It was only a year and a half ago that we had the lowest border crossings in decades because of four simple things that President Trump did. He implemented the Remain in Mexico policy, the Title 42 policy. He ended catch and release, and he built a border wall. And then more than that, he sent a message that the border is closed. When Biden was elected, he eliminated all four of those things, and he said the border is open. Everything that Texas is having to do is because Joe Biden has abdicated his responsibility as president of the United States. And, Chris, that leads to what you were talking about. I've done something that's never been done before. I, as governor, have negotiated agreements with governors of Mexico, where governors of Mexico are carrying out what we agreed to, where they are participating in joint exercises with us to secure both sides of the border. They have armed law enforcement personnel on their side, working with our armed law enforcement personnel on our side. We're on both sides. We're working to secure the border.
Kelsey Whitmore played left field and batted ninth for the Staten Island Ferry Hawks on Sunday, becoming the first woman to start a game in the Atlantic League, a league tied to Major League Baseball. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour here on the DJV program. How do you do? Well, hopefully. Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria is off. The price of food that you're paying at the food store, grocery store, wherever you get it. It's a little early for farm stuff, depending on where you are in the country. Would you say the index was up, Jennifer? It's way up.
Farm prices up 31%, according to the Department of Agriculture. They released a quiet report on Friday saying that the index of prices received by U.S. farmers increased 6.3% from February and 31% from March 2021. And this is, I guess, tracking the prices paid by initial buyers from farms, which is obviously the first step towards how we get our food, right? Food production.
Well,
right?
Yeah, it depends on what you consider a farm to be. There was an article that I made, I responded to it on one of the social media platforms about cows, and I think I may have sent it to you. I can't remember whether I did or I didn't, but there's a report on methane gas and how methane gas
is ruining the world, and it's because of farming, it's because of cows, blah, blah, blah. And my response quickly to the person, it was a Facebook posting, I remember saying, I remember posting it yesterday morning, this pretense that cows are creating a methane existence that will kill the planet, that's not what's going on at all. What the government has allowed and what Big Ag has done is create circumstances. So this was a report based on what some satellite, either that or the International Space Station. It's either a satellite that's measuring methane gas or the International Space Station is. Anyway, the report found that there were locations in certain places where the methane gas was intolerable. And so nobody apparently has been smart enough to figure out that those places are where there are thousands of cows that are in a feedlot, not out pasturing, not family farms where they milk maybe a couple of hundred cows, but thousands of cows that are in one feedlot. And the methane gas, yeah, methane gas is, you can smell it. I always talk about the big farm coming into El Paso from the west. You can smell that farm 10 miles out. The cows, and the, you come into the town, they're about a mile outside of El Paso. There's a pile of manure that is like, it's just unbelievable what the government has let these big feedlots get away from. That's not farming. That's commercial industrial cow caring, if you will, and the lack thereof. The average farm, the average dairy farm, gets 6 to 8, maybe 9 lactations. That is, periods the cows milk after they've had their calves. And they continue to milk. I used to keep them 10, 12 months, and then I'd give them a rest for 3 or 4 months, get them bred at a time so that they would have a rest. And with these guys, they don't do that. They just keep breeding them. And sometimes I could get maybe 8 lactations out of a cow, and these guys get 2, maybe 3, and then they just slaughter the cow because the beef market is high, so they just kill them. And, but the smell that you get and the smell they're measuring is from these big, huge feedlots. And by the way, the quality of the food, you don't know when you buy stuff if, unless you're a really educated consumer. Like when you look at a bottle of milk and you need to see where it comes from, does it come from a local dairy? And do you know that by looking at it? Or does it come from some huge conglomerate like Dairy Farmers of America? The Dairy Farmers of America. The real Dairy Farmers of America are running small family farms, and if you're lucky, you can buy the milk right from them. I'm going to start selling. We opened the farm this past weekend for visitors. We had thousands of people come to the farm. A lot of ice cream, a lot of tours around the farm, a lot of saying hi to the cows that are back and talking to the chickens and the goats. A lot of questions about why the chickens are in cages because they used to free range. And the answer is simple. There's avian flu that is around now here in this part of the country. And if you don't keep the birds away from the hens and the chickens away from the birds, they could get it. And I've known a couple of places around here where thousands of birds have been slaughtered because they got the avian flu. And the reason that they're concerned about it is because humans can get it. So it's not anything to mess with. Anyway, that is my response, Jennifer, to your the cost of food going up because the big agro conglomerates are doing the same as the big oil companies. They're gouging you.
Well, and also it seems that it's like different sectors or different industries are having more of a price bump than others. Vegetables and melons, they say, are up 34% from the previous month, 68% from March 2021. So that's pretty big. Grain, and you would expect that with Ukraine, up 6.1%. Feed grain up 7.4%. Grain and oil seed up 5.5%.
Yep.
But that the number for vegetables and melons, holy smokes.
It's a combination. That stuff is gouging. But there are a lot of things that have to do with grains, things that do come from the Ukraine region that are being affected by all of this going on. And the price of fuel, I had to order some fuel for my farm on Friday. And the guy said that I buy the fuel from, you won't believe what this is going to cost. In 2 months, if things keep going the way they are, gasoline will be $7 a gallon. Diesel fuel will be $9. The economy can't sustain this. We will crash into, and I'm not a naysayer, and I don't think negatively, but if the prices keep going up the way they are, there's no way you can avoid a recession. There just isn't. the interest rates and stuff will go crazy and costs will go nuts, and that's it. So maybe with Putin going under the knife, maybe, as I said earlier, maybe the knife slits his throat instead of cuts open his whatever the cancer problem is that he's got. But something's got to put an end to this.
It's always nice to have happy thoughts in your heart.
Well, I don't wish him well. Look at all the murderous way he's been conducting himself in Ukraine. I wish him well.
Absolutely. I just think it's a little odd that he would even give up control, as Jay mentioned earlier on, how he would even give up control of himself and go under the knife for anything.
That photo of him at a table, and he wouldn't let anybody even near him, yet he's going to become unconscious with people around him. It does not make sense.
The first group of civilians trapped for weeks inside that steel plant in Mariupol, they have now gotten out. There's been a number of attempts there to get people who were in that steel plant to go somewhere else, or to get out of the city, actually. If you see some of the video that was posted online by the Ukrainians, it showed a lot of old women and old men and mothers with small children climbing up over the rubble from the steel plant, and they got on a bus and were evacuated. This has been going on for 10 weeks now. It's time for it to come to an end. It's time for these gutless leaders of NATO and the UN and countries, including ours, to do something about it. This is absolutely unacceptable, and I mean, that's the nicest thing I can say about it. It's just in a world, this is supposed to be, we refer to ourselves as civilized. The civilizations around the world, they look at this, and then on top of all that, the Russians apparently have gone in to as many places. I'm surprised they could get in, but theft of priceless gold artifacts that have been in museums. There's one in a couple of museums in a couple of different cities. The Russian soldiers were guarding these museums while people went inside and just extracted stuff, gold objects and gold itself. This is partially how they're paying for the war, with the stuff that they've stole from there. And so meanwhile,
what does that remind you of? It reminds you of Nazi
the
Nazis. Germany.
Yeah, when they go in
and take everything.
So the Russians are the Nazis here. The Russians
are
the Nazis.
Killing people for being Ukrainian. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So Zelensky made a direct appeal this weekend also after the Americans were there. He went out as he's connecting to the Russian soldiers that are there. You know, some of them have just deserted. Some of them have turned around and started a fight for the Ukrainians because they figure out they know once they get there, never mind what they've been told by the Russians, when they get there, they see what's going on. And
I read over the weekend that some Russian generals are just shooting their troops for not being, having enough morale to want to continue to fight.
Yeah, low morale, bingo, you're done. So Zelensky's appeal to them, quote, every Russian soldier can still save his own life. It's better for you to survive here than to perish. He wants the Russians to stay there, apparently. But either that or the message gets through
to
Russian soldiers. Yeah,
just
stay home, don't come here. But I think a lot of Russian families have been gutted because they're conscripting people, whomever, right, to come in. I think that's how it's working. But there are a lot of Russian commanders, even according to him. He told the Democrats that were there over the weekend, the commanders are bringing in some of the soldiers and they're converting. But then they lie. Some others are lying about, what's going on. Wow. What a mess. Meanwhile, from the propaganda department, Russia has made $60+ billion in fossil fuel sales since this all started, since the invasion of Ukraine. So who is it that's trying to kid us by saying, well, we're not going to buy any more gas or oil or energy?
India, China.
Right.
Germany's still on the line.
No, they stopped last week.
I think Poland finally did last week. Poland said, Poland just didn't pay because they couldn't pay in rubles, and so they got shut down. So it's still, there's still way too many people relying on them, but primarily India, because Russia lowered their prices, and China, they are getting it now for a song, and they're gobbling it up.
Yeah. I wonder if they can, buy enough oil, you can do what we've done here, and that's put it, in a reserve.
In a reserve, yep.
Yeah, right. European Union bought 71% of Russian fossil fuels via shipments and the pipelines. So why don't we blow up the pipelines? Why don't the Ukrainians just blow up the pipelines? They ought to do that.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Italy was a big consumer. Turkey as well. And I think France, all those countries supposedly have stopped. But still, in the 2 months this has been going on, how do you do this and have a conscience at all? People say, I'm more worried about my folks than I am the people in Ukraine.
Well, and this was the warning specifically to Germany when Trump went in there and everybody was angry at him for going into to NATO and being, using tough words. But he said explicitly, you cannot continue to be dependent on Vladimir Putin. And that caused trouble with him and Angela Merkel for a long time. Now you've got this new guy in who I think, has found himself in a pretty stinky situation.
The new leader replacing Putin. And,
right. Well, not Putin, but Angela Merkel, the new leader of Germany.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about the new guy that's sitting in for Putin. Yeah, the new guy, Omar. What's his name?
Olaf Scholz.
Olaf, yeah. Right. I don't get a good read on him at all.
Not in a great spot. That's the thing, is that he's now got to lead him. Germany is such an important piece of that, and they've been so slow to respond to this point. They weren't even really helping with the attack. They finally gave Ukraine some weapons last week.
Mm-hmm. Very slow. Yep. Not a good scene by any stretch of the imagination. And this also, there were a bunch of Russian troops who've stolen millions of dollars worth of farm equipment from various dealerships. So that's going on as well. Yikes. 48 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Money pit time. Time to fix your house.
Leave your wallet at home, though. Because it's really expensive to buy stuff. The fixing of your home is the focus when we get together with our friend Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, which airs on hundreds of radio stations around the country every week, actually on weekends. That's when we're doing our home improvement. Anyway, ever been a study done of how much work people do on their own, on their home? Like when you go to Home Depot, for example, you go to local hardware stores or wherever, is the most traffic on Saturday morning as people decide, okay, I better fix this or I better do that to buy things and spend the weekend working on, as the seasons change, different things, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of it's very weather dependent. I'll give you a great example of this. So we wanted to buy a new patio set. And we like IKEA. They have some good stuff there. And here in the New Jersey area, we were finding that all the stores were very picked over, because the weather here has been warmer. So as I mentioned to you earlier, Doug, I had to go out to Ann Arbor, Michigan, for graduation weekend. My son goes to school out there.
Congratulations.
I thought, you know what? It's still pretty cold out there in Michigan. Sure enough, the stores were filled with everything we needed. And since I have an SUV, I took the time to buy my new patio set in Michigan, drove back home to New Jersey. So weather-dependent.
Really?
Yep.
That's very clever of you.
Good to go.
Good for you. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And that happens a lot. You know, you always see if it's a nice day, you know, people are packing the home centers and doing those projects. Because, you know, with weather like it is, most of us are wanting to get outside. We're still in that mind to, like, you know, we've had it with the inside. We want to get outside.
Yeah.
So when it is nice, that's when sales happen.
When you decide to do things, do you and your wife have conversations about it? Or do you say, because you're the expert, hey, honey. What about doing this? Or what about, last time I saw your wife, she had a beer in her hand. I remember that.
That's rare for her.
Yeah. Oh, it was your birthday party, so she was celebrating.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Anyway, so how does it work with you in your home, and how do you think most people make decisions about what to do, things that need to be done around the house, projects?
You know, I think it's like this, Doug. So when you buy a house, a lot of folks, when they first get in, they feel this tremendous need to change everything. And I always say, well, why don't you wait and get used to it? Because one of two things will happen. Either the desire to make that change will get stronger and you'll actually do it, or you'll get used to it, decide it's not so bad, and save yourself a lot of money. So I think the projects happen over time, and usually they're the result of sometimes frustration, sometimes need in terms of maybe something's not working too well for you. But I mean, for us, we have some projects that, you know, we've talked about on and off over time, and when the opportunity presents itself, we take them on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's driven by a need, and we put a new heating system in and discovered that while the system was incredibly efficient, now we needed more insulation in the floor under the heating system because the floors were cold, where before the floors were actually warmed by the old heating system that was very inefficient and it was located in the same space.
How
so sometimes
often
the need like that.
Do you find it to be the case with you and your wife, or when you are talking to people on the Money Pit, the radio show, or get feedback on the newsletter that you send out? How often is it a project that both husband and wife and maybe other members of the family participate in? Is that?
I think it's pretty frequent.
It is.
Yeah, I think it's frequent, certainly on the decision side of it, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty frequent.
But actually doing the work. Like, does your wife, you love to do this stuff.
Yeah.
And you're handy at it. Does your wife like to, or she share the enthusiasm, and was she picking up a hammer with you?
No, not as much, but she's a great helper. You know, she has her things that she enjoys doing, and I do the things that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's the focus of a lot of featured posts? You go to moneypit.com, you can find all kinds of things. So what do we have? Moneypit.com/newsletter. What's there that's hot?
So at the newsletter right now, we're starting to talk about, you know, the upcoming, obviously, summer season and a lot of mm-hmm. gardening stuff. You know, folks are starting to get their lawns ready. They're starting to drag out their equipment. I'm fascinated by the fact that more and more, Doug, we don't need any gasoline-powered equipment to maintain the outside of our houses. So we're talking about some of the battery-powered tools that are out there and mm-hmm. the functionality. I mean, I'm seeing 60-volt 60-volt lawnmowers now, ride-on lawnmowers that are coming out, which is just crazy.
I've seen a lot of this stuff around, and I embraced it with a few advertisers until I found out it was made in China, and I'm just off that. You must be able to find things that are made in America along this line, right? Look for them.
Yeah, but you know, the supply chain issues still impact a lot of manufacturers across the country.
Well, yeah, so you're talking about... go ahead, excuse me.
No, go ahead.
People growing their own food this year because it's going to be so expensive to buy food. I think you see a lot of people with gardens that haven't had them in the past.
Yeah, we've got a great post, in fact, on greenhouses on MoneyPit.com right now. It's been very popular.
Right. Check it out. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit here on the DJV program, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.